From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union that Amtrak is bringing back on March 4th its early and late train service between Albany Rensselaer Station and New York City's Penn Station. A 5:10 a.m. train leaving Albany had not run since the COVID-19 pandemic, and the 10:45 p.m. train from Penn to Albany Rensselaer is also returning. Steve Strauss, executive director of the Empire State Passengers Association, said of the early train, and I quote, "If one has a lower Manhattan early morning meeting or something like that, it is a bit easier to arrive on time, and people catch Amtrak trains to Philly or other places off these early trains too," end quote. The 10:45 a.m. train is now the last out of Manhattan. Both trains stop in Hudson. Now Amtrak's train 288, a Sunday afternoon only route from Niagara Falls to Penn Station, is the only route closed by COVID-19 that has not reopened. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Animal Sanctuary in Saugerties is looking for a new home after flooding they say was due to climate change. Kathy Stevens, the sanctuary's founder and executive director, said on February 6th that, and I quote, "We are heartsick over this. We love this place. It's a very special place," end quote. The 22-year-old sanctuary official says that local storms are intensifying. Stevens said, and I quote, "We need to move 200 animals to a place that is not a valley. Everything comes downhill. We have done everything possible, but we need to leave before disaster strikes," end quote. She says, though, that she won't sell the property to a developer or, and I quote, "anyone who exploits animals," end quote. Stevens says, and I quote, "We're going to move heaven and earth to secure a new place and get it ready for the animals," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. New York State of Politics reports that on February 13th, voters on Long Island in New York will decide who replaces the lying Republican George Santos in a special election that might help predict the elections in New York's other congressional swing districts this fall. Running on Tuesday are former U.S. Representative Tom Suozzi, a Democrat who represented the district for three terms before quitting to run a losing campaign for governor against Republican Mazie Pillup, a county legislator. Santos was expelled from the District 3 House seat late last year after getting charged with multiple counts of fraud and stealing from donors and being exposed for many lies. Larry Levy, dean of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University on Long Island, said, and I quote, "It's a bellwether for the rest of the country in that candidates and political operatives are looking at the strategies and tactics and the messaging to see how it'll play out in their swing suburbs. February 13th is really about November 5th and swing suburban districts all over the country," end quote. A Republican loss would cut into the slim majority lead in the House of Representatives. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.